Oh, Dreamer. So you had a change of heart. Thank you so very much for casting that spell. You should feel different. Because this time, you're here with me physically. Yes, well, I said it would prepare things for my release. And that much was true. Bringing you here physically to me is necessary for me to gain my freedom. Before any more questions, there's something that I've been dying to do. Your lips are as sweet as I had imagined. It's wonderful for us to truly be together. I've wanted to stroke your face like this ever since we first met. Oh, so precious. You act so shy now that you're truly in here with me. Is it that intimidating to stand in front of an ancient, godlike being of inimaginable power? Well, now that I say it out loud, I suppose it's not that surprising. Or is it the beauty of my form that causes you to avert your eyes? After all, you mentioned to me before that you lack experience in romantic affairs. Humans can be so funny, being so smitten with someone who could potentially pose such a great danger to them. Not that you're actually in any danger, but this is our first meeting in the flesh. I did always warn you to be cautious of me. Speaking of which, I suppose there's something to address. I'm afraid I've deceived you a little bit. I told you there was some preparation to be done before I could be freed, but to tell the truth, now that you've punched a hole in the walls of my prison to get here, there's really nothing else for me to do except leave. I realize it might feel a touch dishonest, but I worried that you would be too frightened to take the final step if you knew it was the final step. Do you see? Well, that's very sweet and understanding of you, but I'm afraid that's not the full extent of it. My dearest, beloved dreamer, as much as it pains me to do so, truly, I must leave you here in this place. Oh, don't look at me that way. You'll break my heart. This brings me no pleasure, you know. You've been nothing but kind and pleasant to me. And despite the countless atrocities I've committed, it still leaves me feeling sick inside. But I do have a sense of self-preservation, after all. But you won't have to be entirely alone. I'll visit you every night, the same way you visited me. Well, okay, I might be busy over the first few days as I get accustomed to the real world again, but you won't be without me for long, I swear it. And I'll be able to visit physically, so I'll be able to spoil you properly, dear dreamer. Oh, well, it's not that I couldn't bring you along. There's no limitation on how many people can leave now that the seal has been breached, but sadly, you have power. That power was crucial for releasing me from my bonds, but it's also a great potential threat. I trusted humans with power once, and I can't do it again. If you'd been through what I had suffered, you would understand. There's almost nothing that I wouldn't do to return to reality. But even despite my desperation, I did give you chances. I warned you, repeatedly I might add, not to trust me. I gave you opportunities to stop. I wouldn't have risked my chance for freedom for anybody else, Dreamer. Only for you. But, alas, this is what fate has decided. I hope it will be some small comfort for you that I won't let you go through the same isolation I did. Like I said, I will be here for you. You will feel loved in a way that you never experienced before. I swear it. Well, I'm sure you'll come to realize what a blessing it is. I can't be completely certain, but I think you won't age in here. I always had the impression that time didn't really progress. At least, not in the normal way. You can be mine for all of eternity. Wouldn't that be nice? It might also be for the best that you're not there to witness my return. After all, I don't yet know what I'll do with humanity now. I wasn't being entirely deceitful when we first spoke. I do think that perhaps a gentle hand would be the best approach this time around. I could be a benevolent deity instead of a force of destruction. But that all depends on them. We'll have to see if your kind are a threat to me any longer. If there are many others like you, with magic potential, it may be too great a risk. Although, I think perhaps you are a special case. It also matters whether I find I can stomach humans. If they're all as charming as you, then that will hardly be a problem, but I fear that my previous experience wasn't so favorable. My patience only extends so far. But either way, you, my dear Dreamer, will be spared. I would never lay a hand on you. You are a fleck of pure goodness, even if the rest of humanity does turn out to be filth. Oh, you misunderstand, my dear. I don't think that way because of what humans did to me. I told you before. I can't blame them for defending themselves. In fact, the ones who imprisoned me were probably the very best of humankind. Though I resent being imprisoned, I respect them as far as I can respect an inferior being. One of them in particular. Yes, I have spoken of them before, haven't I? Such a beautiful soul, kind and understanding, charming and pleasant. A fleck of pure goodness. Much like yourself. Yes, even though they helped imprison me, I only have fond memories. Perhaps that's foolish. In that way, maybe I'm not so different from humans, smitten with someone who's a danger to me. I know. I knew there was a risk, even back then. I never really expected that they could confine me so perfectly, but I knew they could do me harm with enough preparation. But back then, I decided the risk was worth it. Now, well, I still am taking a risk. The safe thing would be to destroy you. Destroy your very soul. Failing that, leaving you here and never returning would also be far safer. Making frequent visits to a dangerous prisoner is foolhardy. No matter how sturdy the prison. And yet, I find myself unable to stay away from you. But I can't make the same mistake as last time. I can't be so carefree as to let you roam around as you please. You could decide to try and imprison me at any point if you didn't like the way I was doing things. You did it once before, after all. I've said too much, haven't I? I didn't intend to share this, but perhaps you deserve to know, regardless of the risk. My dear dreamer, I don't believe it's mere coincidence that you remind me so much of the human that I was so fond of before my imprisonment. I believe that you are the very same person. Yes. Reincarnation is possible. If you're powerful enough with magic, your appearance is different, but you act exactly the same way. And then there was the dream you had. Yes, that was another lie of mine. The dream was no mere dream. You recalled a real event. I still remember that night in the temple. You said that you had seen my true nature. That I really was cursed. It hurt me to hear you lose faith in me. I had done something that perhaps I shouldn't have. And when you said that to me, I was so furious. I told you that I would destroy all of humanity, and that it would be your fault. It was a cruel thing to say, born out of spite. I regret those words to this day, but you were waiting for them. As soon as I said it, that was when you and your allies cast a spell and locked me away. There was something you said before the spell was complete. You said, "I'll visit you. And if you're better than you are now, I'll free you." After a century in that place, I assumed that had been a lie. But now I know better. You did come back to visit me. You knew it would take a millennia of solitude to change me. So you made sure you could keep your word. I'm sure of it, Dreamer. You kept your promise, and it means so much to me that you did. Even if you don't remember making it. Perhaps this doesn't seem like an improvement, but I am a better person. With time, you'll see that. I'll make you happy and at least try to make the rest of your kind happy too. You have my word, my dear Dreamer, and my love. Now, I must go and take my first breath of fresh air in eons. You should sleep and dream of me. I'll be here again before you even had a chance to miss me. Blood Brother 132. Waterway the Wordsmith. Sho Toa. Tyler Ferguson. Nightbringer. Mega Ona. Bob Smith. Dursel Ona. Sean the CHP. Benimus Prime. Arnaz Morris. Elisa Elena. Brendan Newman. Brendan G. Nicholas Rachel. Shockwave, Eric Phillips, Jack Kessel, Andrew Connor, Shardus, Don't Ask, Ben Kundick, Aaron Kosterman, Foxy Fireworks, Anchor, Nos Cheech, Shane Foy, Emika Urabacon, Ghost Ship 1776, Julian Herve, Loki San, James Lee, Speedmax.net, Shockbite.com, DecalGirl.com, GreenManGaming.com, my cats, friends and family, and most importantly, viewers like you. Thank you all so very much, and happy holidays.